Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. My electrical service is off of the beguiled PG&E. My gas needs are propane and my water is from a well. All three have inelastic pricing, which means I have no bargaining power with any of the companies that provide these essentials. Since the cost of these things are going up in price along with everything else, the budget gets a squeeze with every new bill in the mailbox. Years ago, when my electrical bill hit over $700 a month, I decided to seriously adopt some practices to reduce it. The old PG&E slogan, kilowatt, came to mind, and we began shutting off the lights when we left the rooms, unplugged all those little black converter boxes the kids had for toys they never used, turned down the automatic timers that controlled various lights, pumps, and electrical equipment, and generally reduced our power consumption during high peak times whenever we could. As a result, the bill dropped about $200 a month, a victory for sure, and one that not only saved me money, but also a tiny slice of the planet. Fast forward to today, and I have a Tesla solar array that cost me nothing. Back 10 years ago or so, the company was called SolarCity before Tesla absorbed it. The deal was SolarCity would put an array on my house for free, and I would pay them 16 cents a kilowatt hour for everything it generated. It's not large enough to power the entire house, but the way PG&E charges you, called the tier system, they charge you more per kilowatt hour for the more power you use. The Tesla panels therefore help knock me down to the lower tier usage, and therefore cheaper levels. This makes the 16 cents per kilowatt hour I pay Tesla a bargain. I end up saving about $150 a month. Not great, but I had absolutely no out-of-pocket expense, which would have been about $30,000 had I bought it. And Tesla is responsible for its maintenance for life. They monitor the system 24/7, and if something goes wrong, they know about it immediately and they send someone out to fix it, no charge. And I'm not worried about Tesla going under versus a small solar company, which might. As for propane, well, on that one, I'm stuck. I tried switching companies every so often for the teaser rate, but changing tanks every time I did that was a pain. And the initial deals they offer you to switch expire quickly, so you are right back paying regular prices. I could own my own tank, but besides being a hassle to do so, I would be on the hook for its integrity and safety, and I'm not interested in that. As for water, I have a well. One would think wells provide free water, and they do. It's the equipment to get the water out of the well into the house that costs. Obviously, the pump uses electricity, and the well pump is an expensive little bugger. About every 7 years, I lose a pump or its motor, and then it needs to be pulled out and replaced. I have a home warranty to cover that, but the warranty cost me money as well. I also need and have a water softener to make the acidic water from the well compatible with my pipes. The water softener needs bags of salt every other week or so, and calcite about every 6 months. It breaks every so often, so there's more cost there. I lose a water heater every 4 years or so, no matter what I do. The water tests neutral, and they tell me the softener works, but I still lose water heaters. My toilet and sink valves that go into the wall also rot out every few years, and I have a couple of dozen of those. More fodder for my home warranty, which in itself costs money. To pay the ever-increasing costs of these essentials are just a small part of what us homeowners have to deal with. Doing the best we can to conserve, I'm kind of like you. I have to work a little harder and get up a little earlier to afford to run the homestead at today's rates. In conclusion, the cost of everything we need is skyrocketing beyond belief, but you already know that, don't you? Just know that I, too, feel your pain. It is what it is, and we just have to deal with it. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only. It's not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com. where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.